بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, yesterday we had gone through the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and his brothers, and we mentioned we're not going to give the tafsir of the entire surah, but the purpose of doing this surah Yusuf is to highlight important morals and lessons that apply to us. This is a very beautiful surah. We explain in detail that a person who has grief, and if he reads the surah, his grief will disappear, his depression will disappear, and there are very important lessons in the surah Yusuf. Like ulama have mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sabr, patience, perseverance is the key to the success of this world and prosperity of the hereafter. Allah ta'ala talks about jealousy and the harms of jealousy. The result of malice, envy is loss. Allah ta'ala speaks about having determination in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talks about virtue and piety and chastity and taqwa, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists the person who has taqwa. So like that, we are going to discuss few of these important lessons. Before we continue, I had mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was extremely handsome. There was one particular reason also that his father, despite being equal to all his sons, but as far as muhabbat was concerned, he showed more love for Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. One of the reasons ulama give is because he had this extra beauty in him. Any parent who has a child that is so beautiful will have that natural extra love for the child. It is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in Bukhari Sharif, in the night of Miraj, Rasulullah said, I passed by Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, I realized that he was given half a portion of the beauty of mankind. I realized that he was given half of the beauty of mankind. So can you imagine how handsome Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was? Then we mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salatu salam had dreams, and we said we will discuss something about dreams today. In Arabic, the word for dream is ru'ya. Ru'ya. There are three types of dreams. Number one is called hadithun nafs, where this is referred to the conversation of the heart. Generally, when a person engages himself in a task throughout the day, then some aspect related to that task he may see at night. Person is busy with a particular task, entire day he's busy with the job of his, so at night something related to that he may see. So the conversation of the heart, when a person engages himself in a task throughout the day, he may see that in his dreams at night, he may see that in his dreams at night. Example, a person in love shall see his beloved one. One who is engrossed in the election sees assembly halls. A student is busy about his examination, then he will see something related to examination. He might think that he's writing the exams, he doesn't know his work, and he has to answer the question, and the time is almost expiring. Most of us, when we're doing hifz, because we are entire day learning and memorizing, and we have to hamrao the sabak by the ustad, then at night we actually dream that we are sitting in the line and going to hamrao to the ustad and give our sabak, and we don't know it, and alhamdulillah, just at that moment we wake up. So if you're busy with something the entire day, then naturally, you will dream of that particular thing. So that is one. The second one is known as adghathu ahlam. We mentioned yesterday, it comes in the same surah Yusuf, which means a medley of dreams, or we'll say disturbing dreams, dreams seen through the instigation of shaitan. nightmares. Shaitan is our open enemy. He doesn't leave us when we're sleeping also. So, sometimes a person sees something terrifying. Sometimes it's worrying. So sometimes shaitan instigates this, and this is called adghath ahlam. Now ulama explain, they say these two types do not hold any interpretation. A person affected by satanic attacks, he should recite Ayatul Kursi before going to sleep. And when you see a nightmare, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and you just spittle on your left shoulder. Just spittle on your left shoulder, then change the position whichever way you were sleeping, whether you're sleeping on the, if you're sleeping on the right, now turn to your left, and if you're sleeping on the left, then turn to your right. Of course, when you go to sleep, you must, it is sunnah to sleep on the right hand side. But obviously, the entire night you won't be sleeping on the right hand side. So you, naturally a person moves from side to side at night. So when he wakes up with a nightmare, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and you spittle three times on your left and change your karwat, change your position. And of course, Ayatul Kursi before you go to sleep. When you read Ayatul Kursi before you go to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands an angel to stand by your bedside and protect you from shaitan. So these were two types, Hadithun Nafs and Adghathu Ahlam. The third one is known as Ru'ya As-Saliha. Ru'ya As-Saliha. Pious dreams. Good dreams. Dreams that are free from self-indulgence and shaitani instigations. The ulama say that this is a sort of spiritual sighting. A good dream has a good meaning. In the hadith, these dreams are said to be 46th path of nubuwwat. There's some narration go up to 70th of nubuwwat. Now this is an academic discussion. What it actually means that the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam were first bestowed with true dreams before they were given nubuwwat. Rasulullah sallam would see a ru'ya as-saliha. He would see good dreams, pious dreams. And during the day, the exact thing that he saw at night, the same events will occur. Prior to becoming a Nabi, Allah Ta'ala gave him a ru'ya as-saliha. The dream of a Nabi is true. The dream of a Nabi is wahi. The famous incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam sees himself in his dream, sacrificing his son Ismail alayhi salatu salam. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He saw in a dream that he is sacrificing his son. So the dream of a Nabi is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a true dream. It's an instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there are no Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to come after Rasulullah sallam. He was Khatamun Nabiyin. Nobody can claim prophethood, nubuwwat. The doors of nubuwwat are closed. He was a seal of prophets and Anbiya and messengers. However, pious people do see pious dreams, good dreams. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them, sometimes the good dream is to give them some strength in the work that they are doing. Some good noble work, Allah ta'ala shows them a good dream just to give them some type of strength and indication to continue in that way. Sometimes it's a warning sign for people. So the person, the pious person sees a dream. Dreams are sometimes true. It's not necessary only for a pious person, then you see a true dream. Sometimes even a disbeliever, according to ulama, like the king who saw the dream here, was not a believer. And his dream was true. Sometimes a sinner may see a dream which is true. Nonetheless, we're talking about a ru'ya as-saliha, where generally the pious person, he sees a dream, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding him in the dream. Very important we see dreams. Of course, if it's not related to satanic insinuations and instigations, if it's not something that you are thinking about the whole day, you see a strange dream, a very beautiful dream. So then you must ask an alim who is well-versed in the interpretation of dreams. I will mention very clearly, this is not the job of every alim. These are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed with that spirituality and that understanding of interpretation of dreams. It's not for every person to interpret dreams. We have to be very careful when we see a dream and it's something very pleasant. I explain, if it's a nightmare, this is what you must do. You spit it on your left hand and said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وآمنت بالله ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And I normally tell the people to give out some sadaqah. You saw some serpent, some snake, something very, very, making something very afraid. Then take out some sadaqah, because sadaqah will remove any type of calamity that is going to befall you. And after that, do not worry about the dream. Don't go and relate the bad dream to any person. There's a reason for this. Because if you go to a person and you explain to him your dream and then he makes an interpretation, then that is what will take place. Therefore, when you see a dream, ask a person who is well versed in dreams. And generally, you ask the person the good dream that you saw. If there's something important, he will tell you. If he does not know, he'll tell you. He does not know what, or there's nothing for you to be concerned about. Generally, in the riwayats or the kitab, they say you must tell your good dream to Habib and Labib. Habib is your very bosom friend, perhaps your wife. So she'll make a good interpretation. You saw yourself carrying some bag, she might say, that means you must give me a lot of money. You must tell the person who is very close to you. Why? Because he'll make a good interpretation. He's not envious of you. He's not jealous of you. Or you tell a labib. Labib means an intelligent person, referring to a person who knows ta'bir ru'ya, the interpretation of dreams. Allama Sirin rahmatullahi alayhi was well versed. In fact, he was the best or the fundi as far as interpretation of dreams are concerned. A person comes to him and says, gives a whole explanation, is that he saw himself giving adhan in a dream. He asked him a few questions and he said, you will be going for Hajj. Shortly after that, somebody comes and similar type of thing, and he says about adhan, he saw him, somebody giving adhan in the dream. He asked him a few questions. He says, you will be engaged in a robbery. The person went away. The student asks his ustad, Hazrat, both saw the dream about adhan. And you tell the first person he is going for Hajj. And the next person he's going to be engaged in robbery. Now those who are hufaz would understand the verses. One, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Hajj, وَأَذِّن, the word adhan, أَذِّن, and proclaim amongst the people regarding Hajj. And he asked him a few questions. He realized this man is biased, and from the dream he understood that this man will be going for Hajj. The other one, the word فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّن, where it comes about here in Surah Yusuf, when they announce that the goblet of the king is missing, somebody stole the goblet. So there, he made out from this person, after asking him a few questions, that he is part of a gang of thieves. And not long after that, somebody shouted that the caravan that had come with this person, they were engaged in robbery. Allama Sirin rahmatullahi sees a dream that a star is falling on the lap of his mother. And he mentioned that my time is soon up. And he passed away. So ta'bir ru'ya is only for certain people who are well versed in it. Unfortunately, many people, they like to see dreams and they like the interpretation of dreams and will ask all and sundry. The harm is if the interpretation will be given, then that's what falls. Therefore, do not panic. If you have a nightmare, then this is what you should be doing. Give us some sadaqah, read the dua, read the duas before you sleep, and make sure you don't read some terrible novels. And obviously, if you don't watch the television, and you don't watch all this crime and all the filth, then that's what you will see. Our children are busy with the cell phone the whole day. So obviously, they're going to see those type of things. When you're making istikhara, then it is not necessarily you see some dream. Many people say, Mona, I saw nothing. Istikhara is you are seeking khair from Allah. You've got a doubt. You're not sure whether I should embark on this adventure or this job or this task, or I shouldn't. So when you make istikhara, of course with clean thoughts, make your proper the two rakats, read the dua, then it is a feeling that you get in the morning, a positive or a negative one. Yes, sometimes a person sees a dream And when he asks the person who knows about dreams, then immediately he'll be able to direct you accordingly. So this ta'bir, interpretation of dream, you must tell your dream to a person who is well versed in dreams. It comes in the hadith, أَصْدَقُ رُؤْيَا بِالْأَسْحَارِ. That generally, the most truest and correct dreams are those seen at the time of Sihri, pre-dawn. The reason for this is, since the body has had its complete rest in the night, you sleep after Isha, so by the time it is Sihri time, the stomach is empty. And therefore, there is less possibility of a dream caused by the filling up of the intestine. When the person's stomach is full, then you are bound to see some very weary dreams, and your mind is going to conjure up a lot of things, and you are going to see different type of pictures and images. By the time Sihri comes, your body has relaxed itself. And you will be able to see something which is more correct. And therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned that the most truest of dream is the time of Sihri, not necessarily that you cannot see a correct dream at the time after Zuhar or after Fajr. Generally, this is the general, what Rasulullah has mentioned, that generally a person will see a true and clear dream at the time of Sihri. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is just about dreams. So people normally ask about dreams, about interpretation of dreams. They start getting worried. There's nothing to be panicking about. If you see a nightmare, I explain what to do. If you see a good dream and you really want to know the ta'bir, ask the person who is well versed in interpreting dreams. The next lesson that we will discuss in Surah Yusuf is that of never give up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that all of us require. Throughout Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, thrown in the well, doesn't lose hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sold as a slave, he doesn't lose hope. He goes through a trial with Zulaykha, he doesn't lose hope. Even after that, he does not lose hope. His father, Yaqub alayhi salam, is amazing. When we think of Surah Yusuf, we think it maybe happened, this entire incident took place, perhaps in a few days' time, a few weeks. No, it was years. Yusuf alayhi salam was a youngster when he was taken away from his father and thrown into the well. His father is reunited with him more than 40 years later. So what a long period. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam never gave up hope of finding his son. He knew the dream, and he knew that Yusuf alayhi salam is not killed by a wolf. He accepted the outward explanation and the excuse that his sons gave. But in the deep recesses of his heart, he knew that his son is alive. But where his son is, he did not know. So when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers, as I mentioned the whole story now yesterday, remember when they go and they do not know that he's the king, the minister is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they get rationed, and then when he keeps Binyamin, and they come back to their father crying. So when they come back to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and when they beg Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what happened, and you're not going to believe us, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam tells them, that go back, فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِي يُوسُفُ وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Go back and search for Yusuf and his brother, Binyamin. He doesn't lose hope. And he says, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only those who lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only those who are disbelievers. They don't have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer, no matter what his situation is, no matter what his trial is, he should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being struck with grief, he was sad, he lost his eye, became blind. The important thing is, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That I complain of my problem, my grief, my stress, my worry only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Rasulullah s.a.w. Taif incident, when they chase him out of Taif and they hurl stones at him and they send the vagabonds behind Rasulullah s.a.w. He was bleeding profusely. He falls unconscious. Rasulullah s.a.w. makes a beautiful dua. Stay in Fadaila A'mal, read the dua. Very similar words, that I am only complaining to my Allah. And this is what we should be doing. Complain only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope. A believer never loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a lesson all of us must embed, put into our hearts, into our lives. There are many sisters out there who have been divorced. And they've been divorced in a very brutal way. And they are going through severe depression. Many have actually contemplated suicide. Many. So what do we give them? What is the solution? Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People go through financial depression. Everything was moving so beautiful. One bad deal and everything went crumbling down. The person loses all hope. No. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah protect us. Allah give us good health. The person has got a deadly disease. He's suffering. Then too, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as He wishes, as He pleases. So have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam only complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the intense grief he felt and the reports that Yusuf alayhi salam is consumed by a wolf. He did not give up hope. And he instructs his sons, فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِن يُوسُفَ وَأَخِي. Go and search for Yusuf and his brother Binyamin. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِن رُوحِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it is mentioned that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had not seen his son since childhood. Imagine your child is taken away. Allah protect us, protect our children. Your child is taken away from you. Years pass by. And now Yusuf alayhi salam is the minister of Egypt. A very high position. Despite the passing of all these years, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam still firmly held onto the hope that Allah Ta'ala would answer his du'as and Allah will reunite him with his son. And this is what I'm saying. Have hopes that Allah will answer your du'a. Have hope that Allah will answer. There were so many friends of ours and so many people we know who could not get any children. Doctors have said, sorry, your wife cannot fall pregnant. And after several years later, one friend of mine, he adopts a child. Immediately after that, his wife falls pregnant and they have several children. So do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we spoke about dreams. And the next lesson was not to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never give up hope in Allah ta'ala. And then the next lesson is of sabr and patience. And this is a very important lesson. The other night I spoke about the three different types of sabr. But now again we are talking about the sabr upon some loss. And the grief a person experiences. The sabr should be as what Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam exercised. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Jameel means beautiful. It's not an ordinary sabr. The sabr which has jameel in it means the person does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he bears that calamity with patience and perseverance. One is the person says he's patient, but he's still grumbling. So that is not called true patience. Yaqub alayhi salam keeps quiet. He's bitter inside. He's feeling the pain, but he only complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always be patient. If we have patience in hardship, continuously counting our blessings, we will truly be victorious in both hardship and ease. Can you count how many times Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was patient? He was patient whilst fulfilling the dream. He was patient when his brothers abandoned him. Patient as a slave. He was patient when the wife of Zulaykha accused him of zina, of seduction. So his entire time, He was patient in the jail, in the prison. And then when his fellow inmate forgot to mention about him to the king, then too he was patient. And then after he becomes a minister, look at this, when his brothers come to him and he made them out, he did not reprimand them immediately. He could have said, where is my father? He was still patient. He says, bring your brother and come. Look at the patience. And then until he sees his father and is reunited, several years of sabr. This is the sabr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have. The word sabr has been mentioned 90 times in the Holy Quran, according to many ulama. 90 times. There's a reason for this, for us to ponder. Why is Allah ta'ala talking about sabr? Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned the four imams, Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, he has mentioned that sabr is wajib on every Muslim. And he also says, half of iman is sabr, and the other half is shukr. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah which we mentioned previously, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful is the affair of a believer. When some good comes to him, he makes shukr, and the shukr is good for him. When some adversity strikes him, he makes sabr, and the sabr is good for him. Every time a person is making sabr, he is being rewarded. On the day of Qiyamah, a group of people will be instructed to go to paradise. Angels will come. Who are you? Where are you going? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to enter Jannah. Nahnu ahlu sabr. We are the people of sabr. So they will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be upon you because of the sabr you exercise. And of course, I mentioned the other day, sabr, one is a musibat, one is a sabr to be steadfast on some good act, and the other is to refrain from evil, sabr anil ma'asiyah. All these three collectively mean sabr, but specifically we are talking today about on some loss the person exercises sabr. So here, the literal meaning of sabr is to actually stop someone. In the eyes of Sharia, it means to refrain from showing the effects of grief through complaining by means of the tongue and by shouting. In other words, you don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, why you took my property away? Why you destroyed my shop? Why you took my child away? Why you did this to me? Why you gave me this disease? No. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes past a woman and she was standing by a qabr and she was crying. So Nabi Kareem sallam, he told her that make sabr, isbiri. She did not know it was Rasulullah SAW giving her this advice. She had not seen Rasulullah SAW properly before. She did not know it was Rasulullah SAW. So she turns around and said, well, my musibat hasn't afflicted you. Rasulullah SAW continued. Somebody tells her, you know who you spoke to? Rasulullah SAW. She gets afraid. Immediately she goes to apologize. And she probably had just accepted Islam then. And she did not know what Rasulullah's condition was, his home. She expected him to have some guards outside. It must be a huge palace and mansion and with some doorkeepers. And she said, I didn't even find a simple doorkeeper at his door. And then she went to apologize to Rasulullah. And then he explained to her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. The moment the calamity befalls you at the very first shock, that is the time you have to exercise the sabr. Not 20 years later, you say, I'm making a lot of sabr. You know, I lost my child when he was small, or I lost this. No, not 20 years later. At that time when the incident occurs, that is what Allah Ta'ala wants you to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That verily all of us belong to Allah and we all are returning to Allah. Important, when a person is afflicted by some type of musibah, to shed natural tears, it is absolutely permissible. Rasulullah lost his son Ibrahim, radiallahu anhu, little child, infancy, he passed away. Rasulullah goes and he begins to shed tears. Sahabi Nabi Waqas, some other Sahabi was there. Mahada ya Rasul, mahada al-bukha ya Rasul. Ya Rasul, why are you crying? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are tears of rahmat that Allah has placed in our heart. The eyes are tearing, shedding tears. The heart feels the grief. We're not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's natural. You have some attachment with something of this world. Allah gave you a child. Allah gave you some property. And at the loss, it's natural sometimes a person may cry, especially at the loss of a very close person. He lost his ustad, he lost his mother, he lost his father. So to shed a few tears is absolute, there is nothing wrong in Sharia. But the important thing is, you don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The natural flow of tears and sorrow of the heart are not contrary to sabr. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned a riwayat of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, that know that assistance from Allah, help from Allah is with patience. So if you make sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the victory. So this was the next lesson. Sabr. We are tested in our life various ways. Allah Ta'ala wants us to make sabr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Believers are encouraged to seek assistance through salah. You have a problem, the very first thing you should be doing, make wudu, 2 rakat salat. Obviously at times when you are able to read. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. So make sabr and turn to salah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily Allah is with those who have sabr. The various other verses of sabr, which Allah Ta'ala talks about the rewards of sabr and those who make sabr. So the sabr should be how? Sabrun jameel. Not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll just do one more lesson inshallah. So we were explaining the difference between ordinary patience and patience which is beautiful or most fitting is that the latter, which is of a higher caliber, fasabrun jameel, does not include complaining or despair in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next lesson is that of jealousy. And this is the scourge of society. We find in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, what prompted his brothers to throw him into the well? What prompted them to get rid of him? Uqtulu, kill him. Throw him into a distant land. Throw him into the well. What was it? It was jealousy. Who was Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and his brothers? They were brothers. They had the same common father. They were half brothers, but they were brothers. Despite Yusuf alayhi salatu salam being a young boy, but jealousy drove his brothers to that level where a person actually does not behave with complete sanity. And there are so many examples in the world. So many examples. Almost every day if you open the newspaper, you'll find a person was killed because of jealousy. إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبَ. Rasulullah said to make us understand how serious a crime jealousy is, the example he gives of jealousy eating up and consuming all our good deeds is like how fire consumes and eats up and devours wood. We see wood, when it is burnt, then how the entire wood becomes ash. It is consumed, it is destroyed completely. Here we are keeping roza the entire day. And what is the reward for roza? As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, roza is for me. I will give the reward for it. Even the angels can't record anything, any specific amount. For every other action, Allah tells the angels, record so much. But roza, Allah says, I will give. And some ulama even ready to, wa ana ajzabihi. I am the reward for roza. Imagine we're keeping roza. We're making tilawat, we're sitting for programs, and we're making dhikr, etc. But in our heart, we are jealous of our neighbor because he's prosperous in his business and we are not doing so well. Or they have built a beautiful home and we haven't built a nice home. Or their daughter is proposed or their son is married and now this is not happening to us. We become jealous. We are actually devouring all the hasanat that we have accumulated. So they were brothers by blood, but Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers would not have been pleased by his vision of prophethood. So even sometimes those who are close to you, of course you don't have waham and suspicion, I think my sister-in-law or my brother or my cousin is very jealous of me. No. That is another, baggumani is another bimari. To have wrong, to have suspicion on people. No. But it happens sometimes that your own family member is unable to bear and see you prospering. So here Allah Ta'ala used this whole story, an incident of the brothers of Yusuf al-Salam, to show us that sometimes even family members, sometimes even close friends, they are not thrilled about the blessings that you are receiving and the steps that you are progressing within life. And therefore, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam realized this. He said, Ya bunya la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. My son, don't mention this dream to any of your brothers. فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. They may plan against you. He knew the result of jealousy. So it is best to keep your dreams quiet and only share them with trustworthy supporters, as we explained, until these aspirations are flourishing reality. Yusuf, the jealousy of the brothers, it boiled up out of control, and they became a gang, and they plotted to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And what happens when a person does, when he's jealous, and then he is never at ease. A jealous person is never at ease. The whole night, he is burning. He is plotting. And he's thinking of how I'm going to harm that person. So before that harm can even reach the mahsood, the one who is being envied, the jealous person is harming himself. You're burning yourself. Your thoughts in salat, you can't concentrate because you're jealous of the next person. Therefore, when a person is jealous of any person, realize that that brother of mine, the sister of mine, has been conferred with that bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I'm going to be jealous of it, then I am not happy with the decree of my Allah. If my Allah wants to give him, it's the decision of my Allah. There's nothing that I can do. What is the meaning of jealousy? Well, a person desires that that ni'mat, that bounty, that favor, that particular person is enjoying, it must now be, he must be deprived of it. It must be taken away from him. That is called hasad. And the other one is called ghibta, where you don't desire that that person may be deprived of the ni'mat. You wish him well. Ya Allah, give him increase in that ni'mat. He's doing very well. Ya Allah, give me also like that. That is not called jealousy. That's called ghibta. However, Rasulullah says that there are only two occasions when a person should even have ghibta. When should you desire, Ya Allah, give him more and give me also like that? Two occasions. Two things. One is when a man is using his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good causes. He's very generous. Allah gave him plentiful so he can build masjid, madrasa, help the weak, the orphan, the... You feel, Ya Allah, if I also had wealth like that, how nice it'd be. I could also give in all those avenues. Ya Allah, you give him also and give me so I can also be like that. You're not jealous of the person. You're desirous of having that type of bounty like him. So, when a person is spending wealth, then you have that type of desire. And the other one, a person who has been gifted with the Qur'an, and he reads and he practices upon the Qur'an day and night. So you also wish, Ya Allah, I also must have, I envy him, he must be given that ni'mat more and more. Ya Allah, give me also, so I can also make amal on the Qur'an and understand the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an, how he is doing so. May Allah targhib us tawfiq and hidayat. These are simple lessons, but for us to reflect upon, for us to think and make amal. Otherwise, the jealousy that we have seen the consequence of it. Yaqub alayhi salam, the sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, because they were jealous, and this is what they did to Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and then they had to speak one lie upon another lie. It never ends there. You keep on getting into more and more trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shows you the result of the jealousy. In the end, you are a loser. You are never a winner. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We will stop here. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. with the more different morals that are mentioned in Surah Yusuf, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tonight may be, not be an odd night, it's an even night. But just ponder, we are making the ibadat of who? We are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it's odd or even, our job is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah ta'ala out of His infinite mercy has made Laylul Qadr on one of the odd nights. But I have that firm hope, Allah looks at our sincerity, Allah looks at our mujahada, Allah looks at our sacrifice, even on an even night, which may or may not be Laylul Qadr, but still we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will have pity upon us and He will grant us Laylul Qadr, inshallah. Recite Durus Sharif, Allahumma salli ala اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله we have wronged يا الله we have disobeyed you يا الله we have done wrong my Allah يا الله we have committed sins my Allah يا الله we acknowledge and we confess my Allah يا الله that we have done wrong يا الله we confess my Allah ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں يا الله we are sinners my Allah يا الله we are criminals يا الله there is no doubt in it my Allah يا الله we broke all the promises we made to you my Allah that we won't go back to the sins my Allah but my Allah we are weak my Allah يا الله we went back to the sins my Allah again we are making sincere توبہ my Allah again ہم نادم ہیں ہم شرمندہ ہیں يا الله we regret my Allah يا الله we are feeling ashamed and embarrassed my Allah يا الله we are feeling terrible how could we ever do such terrible gunas my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah Ya Allah, you are At-Tawwab, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. You are most forgiving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, my Allah. You are most forgiving, my Allah. You are Sattar, my Allah. You are most concealing of our weaknesses and faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are those sinners, ya Allah, who are confessing the sins, my Allah. We are those sinners, my Allah, who have gathered in your house, my Allah. Out of your kindness, you have brought us here, my Allah. We are those sinners, my Allah, that we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We are not going to any other person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us Iman. You gave us Tawheed. We are making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have got no partners, my Allah. We are not turning to any idol, my Allah. We are not worshipping the sun and moon and stars, my Allah. We are not asking any human being or any jinn, my Allah. We are not worshipping any angel, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only asking you, my Allah. We are only worshipping you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, you alone do we worship, my Allah. You alone do we ask for help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive us, my Allah. The whole world can forgive us, my Allah. It means nothing if you are not going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you to forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. From the time we reached puberty, my Allah. From the time we became baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those things were farad upon us, my Allah. Forgive us for our shortcoming in those faraid, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah, to make qada for any salat that we missed, my Allah. Or any rozas that we missed and were farad upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, any zakat that was compulsory upon us and we didn't discharge the zakat. Help us to discharge the zakat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single guna, my Allah. Gunas that we committed with our eyes and our ears and our tongue, my Allah. Gunas with our mind and thoughts and heart, my Allah. Gunas with our feet and hands, with our private parts, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu Rahim hai, tu Kareem hai. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give and you give and you give. Despite us, the recipients of all those favors. We are not deserving of those bounties. Ya Allah, despite us disobeying you, you still provide food for us. You still give us shelter. You still give us clothing. You still give us air to breathe in. You still give us water to drink. Ya Allah, you still given us so many bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are kanood, my Allah. We count all the calamities that have struck us, my Allah. But we forget the ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman. Ya Allah, especially the ni'mat of being in the ummat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, and we are turning to you, my Allah, for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak nights of Ramadan, these are the last nights that we have, my Allah. The last chance that we have for this Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat, my Allah. In a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, in such a condition that you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this large gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have come here, my Allah. They are sincere ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come, my Allah. Solely so that they may raise their hands in dua, my Allah. And so that you may pardon all of us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati, every single male, every single female, young and old, my Allah, the rich and poor, my Allah, the scholars and the ulama, my Allah, the students and the doctors and the teachers, and ya Allah, the businessmen, my Allah, and different profession, whatever the person is, my Allah, ya Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah, our grandparents, my Allah, ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, this is a special ummah, my Allah. This is the beloved ummah of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last to come into this world, first to enter into paradise. My Allah, let it not to happen, my Allah, that you send us into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, save our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save our parents from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save our grandparents and great-grandparents, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our wives and children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, let not a single person from our families and progeny leave the fold of Islam, my Allah. If anyone has left the fold of Islam, my Allah, ya Allah, bring her back to the deen, my Allah. Help them to make tawbah and istighfar. Grant them hidayat, my Allah. Bring them back onto sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Let not a single one of us become murtad, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become humiliated in dunya, in qabr, in the akhirat, my Allah. Don't make us humiliated in front of the ummah on the day of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, sahaba ikiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majma'in, sacrifice their lives for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will be risen on the day of qiyamah with wounds that they sustained in your path, my Allah. With scars that they sustained in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, they exerted themselves in sujood and ibadah, my Allah. They strove in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, they sacrificed the wealth, my Allah. They sacrificed the comfort, my Allah. They sacrificed their families, their wives, my Allah. Their wives became widows. Their children became yatim. All for your sake, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are registers of good deeds, ya Allah. They will be granted to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will be our condition, my Allah? What will our condition be in front of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah? Allah, hide our faults, my Allah. Conceal our faults, my Allah. Wipe out all our wrongs, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of changing our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become righteous, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard far too long about pious friends of Allah. Ya Allah, we have read about them, my Allah. We want to become salihin now, my Allah. Make us salihin, my Allah. Make our mothers and sisters salihat, my Allah. Make us pious and righteous, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the muwahideen, my Allah. Make us from the mu'mineen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the sa'imeen, my Allah. Make us from the zakireen and zakirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Help us to make your shukr, my Allah. Don't make us become chronic complainers and only complain about you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from kufr and shirk, my Allah. Protect us from nifaq and bid'at, my Allah. May Allah make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Grant us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. When we make ruku and sujood, my Allah, make us feel the closest to you, my Allah. We are bowing down in front of you, my Allah. When a person is in sajda, that is most closest to you, my Allah, make us enjoy our sujood. Make namaz become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts, the filth of anger, pride, jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us steadfastness on deen, my Allah. Especially after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of whatever needs they have, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, the solution to all our problems is only lies with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can solve our problems but you, my Allah. Allah, you have mentioned, لا تيأسوا من روح الله. You have mentioned, يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Ya Allah, we are not showing despair, my Allah. We are not going to lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. You grant us barakat and your maghfirat and your rahmat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All those who have passed on, my Allah, especially our family and friends, my Allah. Our close ones, our mashayikh and our satiza, our apas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from the azab of the qabr. If any one of them is suffering any type of azab, remove their azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give their families, ya Allah, strength and sabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many young ones don't have any parents at Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the sabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Don't give us mouth in a bad place, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death come to us at the time when we are in a haram place, my Allah, and doing any haram, my Allah. Protect us from haram. Don't take us towards haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring a blockage, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring some deterrent from us going into towards haram. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. وَمِنْ طَاعَتِكَ مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّتَكَ. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Give us tawfiq and the ability to do those pious deeds that will take us to Jannatul Firdaus. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW. The Houthi Kuthar water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children naik and salih. Make them obedient to us. Make us obedient to our parents, my Allah. If our parents are living, help us to serve them. Help us to be dutiful children to them, my Allah. If they have passed on, my Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم وجب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله grant us إخلاص يا الله all these programs that are taking place يا الله grant us إخلاص and strength and توفيق of imparting the correcting the most appropriate will become a means of hidayat for all these people who are listening my Allah it must become a means of our success in the Akhirat, my Allah. It must become a means of our amal saliha becoming weighty, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, make it be easy, my Allah. Accept all of these people, my Allah. Our brothers, our elderly ones, our young masoom children, their ulama and sulaha, and their hufazi kiram sitting in this gathering, their pious mothers and sisters listening at home, and our pious brothers at home, and so many people listening, ya Allah, in the different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept every one of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, before this dua can terminate, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tell the angels, Ya Allah, that we must rise in the condition that we have been completely forgiven. Ya Allah, include our names, the name of your close friends, my Allah. Your close friends, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله give us halal and tayyib rozi my Allah make our sustenance come easily to us my Allah and give us plentiful make us spend it in the correct way يا الله protect us from haram food going into our bellies my Allah protect us from riba protect us from zina protect us from all filthy habits my Allah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين